Campus Chronicles is the ultimate podcast for college students seeking real stories, honest advice, and empowering insights to thrive in student life and beyond. Hosted by Brooke Young and the Campus Chronicles team, this weekly show features inspiring interviews, practical tips, and conversations that tackle the challenges, wins, and personal growth that comes with university life. Perfect for college students, campus leaders, and young adults looking to make the most of their journey, one episode at a time. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and join the community redefining what it means to thrive in university. Having Lois Logan here is so exciting because she has created an app for university-age students. Lois, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to dive in. What was the moment you knew you wanted to create an app?
So to be fair, it's not just me in on this. My really amazing business partner, Dan, had the idea. He was in the middle of surgery, actually not in the middle of surgery. He was recovering from surgery on his shoulder. And I've known Dan for a really long time. We went to school together and then we've both gone to the same university. And he was really bored and quite lonely and sort of realised that there's a problem at university where it's really hard to actually connect with students, you know, in a time where we are so connected through social media. He was like, how is this so difficult for me? And then he had this idea tandem and he approached me kind of with the idea and the basis of it. And we sort of both went from there in building an app and now launching it this September.
You were like, okay, Dan. And you ran with that ball.
Well, he actually came to me and was like, what do you think of this idea? And I was like, it's amazing. Like, wow. He was like, do you want to do it with me? I was like, yeah. So, yeah, it's been quite the journey over the last year or so now, because it really was, you know, a year ago, it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a physical app. And now that we've got it on phones and students are using it, it's really, really cool.
I think that's incredible. So when he first approached you with this idea, what was the initial thought that ran through your mind?
I think I was just like, how has nobody thought of this? And I think we are always saying that, though, you know, when we're coming up with new ideas and new ways to make it better, especially in the process of building the app, we're like, how has this not been created? And I also was just, you know, absolutely in love with the idea because I'd just started at university. He's a year above me. And so for me, I was like, oh my God, I wish I had this right now so that I could, you know, use it. But yeah.
I've heard once that when you're a pioneer in a field, you rarely know that you're a pioneer in the field. And I think that applies to what you guys are doing. So for the app, for those that are not familiar, describe it. What's the value of having this on your phone?
So it's essentially a place with all clubs, societies, and events going on at university. I think we found, especially kind of in market research, is one, there is a student loneliness crisis and more students are dropping out every year. And a lot of the time it's from mental health reasons related to loneliness and finding it really hard to connect. We also found that often societies and clubs at universities are struggling to actually get members on board because they're posting all their things on WhatsApp groups, Facebook, Instagram, and it's really hard to kind of keep for people to keep seeing that. And so for us, we wanted a way that we could bring people together, have everything in one place without the kind of the stress of social media and the pressure of social media, because it isn't about being on your phone. It's about kind of having something at your fingertips to use for, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, and then to go and have real interactions with human beings. You know, that for us was the most important thing. It's about human interaction and meeting people like you that are interested in the same things as you. And so, you know, there's a function on the app that when you join a society, you can join a four-person group chat, and they're based normally on a proximal basis, depending on the size of the uni. So you're already put into a group with people that are near you, have the same interest as you. There's a prompt that comes up that's like, you know, come and meet here before you go into the event or whatever, or the society. And it's just about making life easier for students, because I think it's actually, you know, in a time when we are so connected, I think real human connection is becoming quite intimidating. And for us, we just want to lessen that.
Mm-hmm. There's so much I want to say in response to that, because I think it's true. When you talked about separating it from social media, I know that for me, when I open like a WhatsApp or an Instagram, I'm flooded with messages and start to feel that stress go through my body, and I just want to close it. And what I love about your app is you're taking those social opportunities and putting them somewhere where you open it, you're not going to feel stressed. You're not going to feel overstimulated or overwhelmed. Has there been like a meaningful moment or a meaningful story of somebody using your app that made a friend or perhaps met someone else that they're close to?
Yeah, that has. I mean, so this year we launched our pilot launch with Warwick University. So the amazing thing about the app is it is involved with the uni. So when we go to a university, we want the university to be part of the app, because it becomes complicated if you separate it from the app. And I think for safeguarding issues, we've felt like naturally we want to go through the universities. And we've had an amazing response at Warwick. We actually had someone email us just from our website saying they deleted their social media upon coming to university, and they said how much the app has been like a complete stress reliever, and that they've really found it easy to find people and to find what they're interested in. And they said, you know, they were really worried going to uni and not having social media, but they said that having Tandem basically made things a lot easier. And so having that is just, you know, it's what it's all about. And it's just reminds you why kind of the hard work that we've put in the last year and a bit, you know, Dan even longer, has been worth it.
Speaking of you and Dan, what have you learned about yourselves through launching this? Because being a student entrepreneur is not easy. I was one.
No, it's not. You know, Dan's actually at the minute, he's on a year in enterprise. So he's taken a year out to study, to just like completely focus on the app. So I'm currently in second year and, you know, also doing things aside. And he is very good, to be fair to him, at, you know,
we love you, Dan. And I think,
yeah, thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, sure for everything.
Thanks, Dan, for being a legend. And I think, you know, I've just found it is just setting time aside to go, okay, I'm going to focus on this today, but also just doing things when you can. You know, I'm constantly messaging people and bit on LinkedIn, constantly connecting with people and messaging people on there and setting up meetings, and it's cool, you know, it's fun. And I really care about what the app is doing and the message behind the app. And so it actually makes it easy in that sense, you know, it's meaningful. And, you know, when you hear people that are benefiting from the app, then it's kind of like, okay, it's all the hard work and the stress and the pressure of having to juggle things is worth it.
Mm-hmm. Have you learned how to manage your time more productively because you have to balance all this?
Yeah, I would say I've always been I've been pretty good at that generally. I would say I probably don't get enough sleep, but I think that comes with being a student. I think it has forced me to kind of to think about where I'm allocating my time. And especially now that we've launched, you know, before that, you're kind of, it was all the back behind scenes stuff. And now that we've launched and we're at a university and we've got, you know, thousands of students on the app, it's then thinking about how are we keeping people on the app? How are we making it better? You know, constantly taking on, constantly taking on feedback from students. And it's just a different form of busyness now. But yeah, it has, to answer your question.
Well, I'm sure. Shifting a little bit to your focus on in-person interactions, we know that, yes, statistically we're more connected than ever, but the vast majority of people feel, myself included, more disconnected. What role does in-person interactions play in your personal mental health?
I mean, I think the evidence speaks for itself, really. Like I said earlier, we're seeing more dropouts each year from university, and we are in a world that is more connected than ever. Everything is at our fingertips. And I think, you know, touching on what you said, it is overwhelming and it's overstimulating. And I think also the pressure of social media and the things that it creates makes in-person interaction quite difficult now. And I think, yeah, being together and in a group of people, especially people that have the same, you know, interests as you, that you can relate to, is just, it's, you know, speaks the facts and the figures. And I'm not a scientist and nor a kind of professional on this topic by any means. But I think the what evidence we have speaks for itself that it is just hugely beneficial. There is no kind of, there's no negative to being around people that you, you know, are comfortable with, and instead of being on your phone, you know. And so with us having societies and clubs, you know, you're playing sport or you're even doing something like chess or playing a board game or a reading club, and you're doing something that doesn't involve social media and it doesn't involve your phone. It just involves real world human interaction. And that for us is, you know, what we are most passionate about.
I also think there's so much disconnection in general, discord. And when you're with somebody in person and you're making new connections, even if you don't always agree, you can see them as a human and see their humanity and their kindness and their empathy and maybe how they have become who they are, even if you don't always agree with everything they say. That's what is key about human interaction for me that we miss if we spend all of our time online.
I completely agree. And I think when we last year, actually, we did a university conference in London. It was one of the first kind of events that we'd done kind of as a business, as an app. And it was a really big thing for us. And we got to speak. It was about mental health. And we got to speak to lots of university leaders and from all different universities across the UK. And they were really interested in what we were kind of selling to them. But also hearing from them about how, you know, these people have worked within the university system for, you know, years and years. They are professionals. And they were saying kind of the effect that they've seen from lack of human connection. And like you said, even just disagreeing with someone, that makes us human. That is normal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we both said, me and Dan, that for us, it's about getting people off their phones. And like you said, even if it's joining the debate society, you're with someone and you're not necessarily agreeing with them, but you're interacting with them. And I think what's happened, you know, I mean, I'm young and I have grown up in an age of social media, but I think doing this has helped me recognize that what's happened with social media is that you form these connections online without human interaction, without physical touch, without physical conversation. And your brain is lulled into this sense of security, but it's not real. And I think there is something human inside of us that realizes that it's not real. And then that's where the kind of issues stem from. That's why we kind of are like, we can change this. We can do something about this.
Well, that's where the sadness comes in, is those feelings of isolation and loneliness are overwhelming.
Completely. And I think there is a massive connection. We ran a survey actually right at the start. Well, Dan did, for market research. And I think he sent it out to about 500 people.
Shout out to Dan.
Shout out to Dan. He's doing all the work. And it was 92% of they're all university students that did the survey. 92% of them said they'd experienced some form of isolation or loneliness at university. And that isn't normal. You know, I think if we looked 30 years ago when phones weren't, you know, around and I wasn't even alive, that wouldn't be the same. You know, I think that it has created this false sense of security that after a few weeks, the novelty wears off and it's kind of like, oh God, I don't know anyone. And also then is that feeling that you're too late. You know, I'm too late to join a society. I'm too late to join a club. I'm too late to do this because everyone's following these accounts now. Everyone's involved in them. And I can't break in now. And now I'm alone and I'm stuck. And so I think, again, with Tandem, having it there at all times and not seeing the other things that are going on, you just know, okay, that's there. People are going to that event. I can do the same. You know, I can, you know, and it's also, you know, about stepping outside of your comfort zone and making it easier for people to do that.
And I think it reminds you who you are in relation to other people. Because one thing I know that I have fallen into before is when you're not out meeting new people, talking about your passions, your interests, your values, your mission, you start to become less and less clear on what that actually is.
100%. Yeah. And I think like you just said, you know, we are a kind of, as a human, what we do is what we are. And so if we're not doing anything, you lose your self-worth. And to have that happen at such a young age is quite a scary thing. You know, the vast majority of university students are 18 to 24 year olds. It's the start of a kind of new chapter of someone's life. And if you're unable to make physical connection and you kind of, like you said, fall into this lack of motivation and unknowing of what your purpose even is, that's when it becomes really dangerous. And that's also where we see people isolate themselves, we see people drop out of uni, and it sometimes can be a really dangerous downward spiral from that point.
Mm-hmm. You know, I read something brilliant. It was sometime this week. It said, if you don't give your creativity and your need for connection an outlet, it will find one. As limerence, as obsession, as depression, the list went on. I'm not saying that's necessarily always true, but I found it interesting that we're looking for this innate need that we have to connect and we're looking to fulfill it. And if we can't, that's when we, you know, fall into perhaps this anxiety and all of that different stuff I mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think there's so much information now out there that it's too much for our brains to cope with. And we latch on to different things, you know, we self-diagnose and we come up with things and it eats at us. And it's easy for that to happen when you have isolated yourself already and you're not seeing other people and you're not going out and you're not, you know, and I think, you know, coming back to tandem in that sense, that's why we wanted to make it really basic, and we wanted to make it that it wasn't somewhere you could sit on for hours and scroll. It was somewhere that you would instantly see, this is what I want to do. There are people going that I know have the same interests as me. I'm just going to go and do it. As opposed to going on Instagram, scrolling and trying to find this thing and then getting distracted, and then you're there for 2 hours and you've not done the thing. And we're all guilty for it. I'm guilty for it. But, you know, it's about making things easier. And I think, like I said earlier, we're in such a time of complexity and almost too much choice. I think we've got too much choice and our brains aren't used to the amount of choice and things, you know, that we're seeing online. And so to kind of take ourselves away from that, especially as a student that's already got things going on, makes life easier and it makes making connections easier, you know, as a result.
How do you envision tandem being a part of changing this issue, this problem, this narrative across the entire UK?
It's a really good question. You know, I think we'd love to see it in universities, you know, across the UK, and we'd love to see it in every university, and we'd love to see it as a way, you know, we collab with the SU. So it's not about taking away from what the university is doing. It's about working alongside the university and just using it as an easier pipeline to kind of to put things and for people to be. And, you know, we've had quite a few events, society admins come up to us and be like, this has made our life so much easier because we know that people are seeing our things now and we're having more attendance. We're having more people turn up, and that's what we want. We want more people going to things and forming communities. And I think universities want community. And so I think if we can help create community across the UK, then that would be amazing. You know, we don't want to be, you know, we're not trying to replace something. We're just trying to help with a problem that's there.
And I think you're helping I know for myself personally, I get very overwhelmed if there's too many choices. And so then I'll shut down and not make a choice. I love is that your app is simple and it's clean so that anyone can use it and they don't have to have that overwhelm shutdown.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's one of the things when we were creating the app that it was like, as soon as you log in, you put your interest in and it will then generate basically events and societies that it thinks that you will be interested in, as opposed to having to go through loads. And like you said, it gets to a point where it's like, well, I've not seen anything that I like. And now I'm like, totally. And also, even just going to a freshers fair for some people can be really overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of people in one room, a lot of voices going on. And it is like you come out almost thinking, I've got a load of free things, but I don't know what I want to be involved with. And so something like tandem is nearly, you know, when you start university, you can see everything in one place without the stress of being in a room full of people and full of new people. Because, you know, I think there's also this thing when you go to uni that it's obviously a very social time, but for some people that isn't natural. And so we don't want to force this kind of intense socialness on people. And so actually it's subtle in the sense that people can just go on an app and it's like a hallway of what you can do, what's going on, who's there without all the people in.
It's a choice. What does success look like with tandem for you? How do you measure it?
It's a good question. I think it's, you know, we're in the early stages now. So for at the minute, it's feedback, you know, what we're hearing from students and what's going well, as much as also what's going wrong. What can we improve? Because that's the kind of beauty of it at the minute, is we're in a small place. And so, you know, we're at one university, we're working alongside the SU there with the SU. And so we're getting amazing feedback. And so I think in the short run, it's just getting as many students to things as possible and hopefully seeing an improvement in the day-to-day life of students, you know, at Warwick at the minute, which is where we did our pilot launch. And then, you know, in the future, doing the same across the UK and just being there as a support system to societies, clubs and students, you know, and helping people find their people.
I'm going to give you a quick compliment. I think your emotional intelligence is incredible and brilliant, and you should be so proud of yourself. That's a complete aside, but I'm being honest.
Oh, I'm blushing. Thank you.
Oh, no, we can't have you blush. We got to talk about Dan again. No, I'm joking. Yeah, so don't blush.
Dan should also be blushing. Dan, you know, and that's the thing. Dan has been amazing, and I'm very grateful that Dan came to me and said, "Do you want to be involved with this?" Because it's been such, you know, there's been times where we're like, "Oh my god, I'm so busy."
Why he chose you.
So much going on. But actually, he's incredible, and he does such a good job. And he is so passionate about it. And it makes the whole thing, it makes it being so easy to work with him because he is so passionate about making it work. And, you know, it's a cause as much as it is a business for us. It's there's a meaning, there is a purpose behind it. And so, yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting.
I want to shift our conversation just a little bit to a very hard question for you. So okay. Here it is. If you were going to give three pieces of advice to university age students, these pieces of advice can be about anything. What would those three pieces of advice be?
Oh,
I know it's a dicey question.
It is a hard question. I think the first is obvious, it's going to be an uncomfortable time. And I think as cliche as it is, you've got to do uncomfortable things to grow as a person. And so it's about kind of every day, even if it's just going, okay, I'm going to just do something that makes me a tiny, but even that, if that is cooking a meal, as opposed to putting something in the microwave, do something that will help you as a person grow. And that makes life, you know, around being at university easier. I would say, think about your degree, but also think about going out and meeting people, because you meet some of the best people at university and you meet your friends for life. You know, I always think when you go to uni, it's so different to school because there are so many more people. You have so much more choice. And you really, I think finding your people at uni is such a special thing. And I'd also say join a sport or a club or something and I know that kind of links in with Tandem, but I truly mean that without even kind of thinking of the app, is doing something with people as a team, or, you know, it builds you up as a person, and it's going to help you in the future, you know, in work and in the world. I think a sport is amazing. I'm such a huge advocate for sport. I think if you could pick up a sport at uni, even if it's something you've never done before, you're going to have a great time. And also if it's something you've never done before, likelihood is you're going to be with people who also haven't done it before. So you're all making mistakes at the same time. I picked up pole vault last year, which was the most random thing ever.
I love
and
that.
I loved it. And I met great people. And so, yeah, it's just doing things that make you feel good. And don't worry too much about, you know, obviously you've got to think about your degree. That's very important. But I think having balance is also just as important.
What is your degree in curiosity?
I do geography. So very different to the ed tech space, but I think there are some transferable skills in there, definitely.
Oh,
but
there's always a transferable skill.
There's always a transferable skill. I really enjoy it, but it is a bit random.
I think that's incredible. As we start to wrap up here, is there any quote or piece of advice that has resonated for you that you would want to share with students?
Quote or piece of advice? I feel like I've given out loads of advice in the last question. I would say be open-minded. As you know, it's a very open-ended way of putting things, but just be as open-minded to anything, to people, to activities, to even to things you're learning in your lectures. You never know where something's going to take you and what you're going to learn. And so I think when you go to university, just keep an open mind.
That's beautiful. I've had so much fun talking to you and learning about Tandem. So if someone wants to follow Tandem's journey, learn more about it, where do they go?
So we have Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook called Tandem Uni App. And then we also have a website which has a link on it where you can reach out to us. Dan and I both have LinkedIn, Dan Barnett and Lois Logan. We're always keen to chat with people, you know, especially students. We're so interested in hearing student stories. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. I have to say your name as we close out here. Lois Logan. That was actually what I wanted when I was a little girl. I said, I want to have an alliterated name one day.
My parents were on it there.
good job, Lois' parents, because that was, I started when I was like four. I was like, I wish my last name started with a B. So Lois, thank you for being here, for sharing your beautiful name with us.
Really appreciate
but more it. Importantly, sharing your beautiful mission, your heart behind Tandem and everything you are doing to make another student's life better. It's admirable. It's beautiful. And we are so glad to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed our chat.
Me too. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on another episode of the Campus Chronicles podcast. So if today's episode gave you life, perspective, or just a much needed moment to breathe in a busy world, I don't want you to keep it to yourself. Share it, tag us, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And if you're not on our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Go to campuschroniclespod.com and join the crew. We have all the behind the scenes things, unfiltered thoughts from me and the team, bonus resources, and insider only invites to events, giveaways, and things that we really don't post anywhere else. I promise I'm not going to spam you. It's just the good stuff straight to your inbox. Being in university is wild enough. You don't need to miss out on what matters. Sign up now and let's make this next semester the one that you stop surviving and start thriving. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, keep writing your own chapter. This is Campus Chronicles.